previous episode.
Campaigning is taking its toll on Grace, but another interview causes her to take a stand and develop her own voice. Is image the only thing Roger and William are worried about? Grace is willing to play the game, but by her rules, truth and honesty. This puts her at odds with William. What just came on the facts?
Featuring our new episode of The Mastersons.
What the hell is this?
Oh, what?
Tell me this is a joke. An advanced effort from the enemy.
Goddamn. What time is it?
5:50? My phone started ringing at 4.
Those reporters, they're quick.
If you wanted to back out, you could have resigned with dignity instead of pulling these stunts.
I don't want to resign.
Well, you should. Shit, I should too.
You want to know my theory on why John died? I think his heart was clogged with the little bitty lies that politics demand.
Grace, you're messing with my career too.
I didn't think of that. I'm sorry. I just wanted to break free. What is that?
What?
The lights coming through the window.
The press is here already.
Whoa.
It's not just local. There's national correspondents out there too. Are you sure you're staying in this? I mean, you know, it would be a perfect time to back out.
I want to run. I just want to skip all the bullshit.
I don't know if that's possible. I'll let Michael have the first interview. Look, I want you to be honest, quick, and don't answer anything if you're not sure it's correct. You got it?
Isn't this quite the release? For viewers who have never read it, it's online on our website. We've nicknamed it the Sin Sheet.
How creative.
Now let's start with you've had an abortion.
That was when I was 16.
And we have blasphemy?
I love the expression, goddamn. I use it a lot. Goddamn.
Miss Masterson, how do you expect the public to trust you if you committed credit card fraud?
How old are you?
Excuse me?
Humor me.
I'm good old 26.
Well, you know, when I was about your age, it was almost impossible for women, especially black women, to get credit without their husbands or fathers co-signing for them. So I lied about my income. That's not an excuse, but it's the truth.
You purchased an illegal firearm.
Yes.
Why?
For my security.
Was there people after you?
I was waitressing at Denny's one night and some hoodlums followed me home and they tried to rape me. I bought a gun for my cousin the next day.
So do you support gun control?
Yes, I do.
Isn't that hypocritical?
Probably. Maybe even foresight.
It seems that the Sin Sheet is a way to guarantee demise of your candidacy.
That's one way to look at it.
Why not just resign?
By the truth, I'm giving the voters a real choice. Besides, Mastersons don't back down.
What about your adultery?
I gotta run. I have hearings all day.
Excellent. But the situation is horrible. The way you handled this interview was great. CNN, though, is running the story.
Why?
Slow news day. Or maybe the truth is more popular than what we think. In all my years as a campaign manager, you amaze me.
Really?
You've always amazed me.
Why?
I was gonna call you.
To what? Warn me? Ask me my opinion? It's too late, Mom. You've already taken my dad, my career, and our name to the grave.
And to CNN.
You always had to second-guess Dad's decisions. Tease him about his life's work.
You're misinterpreting.
I thought you were the great truth teller. Tell the truth now. You hated Dad's career and you're shitting on his grave. You might as well take a piss on his tombstone.
You need to shut your goddamn mouth.
My mouth isn't the problem.
Look, your father had more idealism than me. That's why he was a fabulous politician. But what he loved most about me, what he married me for, the fact that I'm real. I call it as I see it. I played docile appointee for 3 months to give everyone time to pull it together. But if the public is gonna vote for me, then they have the right to know who I am.
Who are you anyway?
What does that mean?
Abortion, tax evasion, adultery? You cheated on Dad and you're bragging about it.
I've never cheated on your father. I had a relationship with a married man before I met your father.
Dad probably had no idea what he was getting into when he fell for you. I'll be sure not to make the same mistake when I pick a wife.
Actually, he knew everything, and he fought for me.
Why won't you do the same for him?
For him or for you?
Either. Both. God, Mom, you just buried the Masterson name.
No, I just unearthed Grace. And if that hurts you, I'm sorry. But you won't disrespect me. You need to get the fuck out my house.
Things have changed. Meet me in the church parking lot in 10 minutes.
What do you do? You think you could handle things for me for the rest of the day? I need to rest.
Of course. That dirty motherfucker! Excuse me, I forgot you was here.
Now you ready to tell me why Wim gave you that wad of cash a few weeks back?
Unfortunately for William, I know way too much. Fortunately for you, I'm in a mood to share.